With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another day is flying by here in the Bryant Thomas chair, 55 KRC. It's 8:30 already, 8:31, and we've only got less than half an hour to go, and I get to welcome in another guest. And this is a guy I've talked to, had the pleasure of talking to a couple of weeks ago on my show over on 700. And I say good morning once again to Dr. Sheldon Roth. And he is a psychiatrist and an author, and he's written a book about the Trumpster called Psychologically Sound, The Mind of Donald J. Trump. And Dr. Sheldon Roth, welcome back to the radio, and this time on 55 KRC. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and good morning to you, and good morning to the rest of Cincinnati. Dan, why don't you hit off with what you'd like me to focus on about this book, or what's on your mind about Trump?
Well, let me just relate a little story to you, and then maybe you can give me a comment on that. But we had this horrible story that broke yesterday morning about these illegal aliens who were crammed in the back of a semi-tractor trailer. They perished in the heat, the oppressive heat of a Texas sun. Temperatures over 100 degrees in the back of this tractor trailer that was on the side of the road. The death toll this morning is more than 50 dead with these illegal aliens crossing the border. And then the statement that comes from Joe Biden is that he is doing everything he can. His administration is doing everything it can to prevent things like this from happening. I was absolutely incensed when I saw that statement because it is demonstrably not true. And the lie after lie after lie when it comes to talking about gasoline prices and oil production and food prices and inflation and interest rates. And it's one crisis after another. I would ask you, what kind of pathology is involved when you have someone who is capable of just denying reality time after time after time, especially when they're in the position of being president of the United States?
Well, it's a very interesting observation. And although I can't testify as to how President Biden is determining his remarks, most indications are that he's programmed a great deal by a number of the people around him.
Really? Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, that makes sense to me.
But what you say is very interesting in terms of Trump, because Trump was frequently accused of lying. And many of his comments and much of his behavior was attributed by mainstream media as deceptive and manipulative. Of course, over time, a number of things, such as the Russia hoax, for example, has been totally exposed, or the business about the Hunter laptop, so that we had similar lies, similar media-focused attention on so-called lies with Trump, but they don't do the same thing with President Biden. They constantly phase right over it. So you can see how one man was treated by the press in one way, and the press treats Biden in another way. But the toll of his behavior will be reflected in the polls. I'm fairly sure about that, because no matter how his press secretary gussied up whatever calamity is faced by our country, she slides over it and denies it, such as the economy is the best it's ever been in time. those same media denials were not evident for President Trump. And therein lies a very interesting distinction between the two. Unfortunately for President Trump, he's not president now. And actually, that's unfortunate for all of us. So all you hear about are his external behaviors, his external remarks, and the old axiom, action speaks louder than words, is extremely important when thinking about Donald Trump. You cannot listen just to the outward caricature of him. When it comes to the border and the tragedy of that tractor trailer, and incidentally, I heard that the temperature in that trailer was close to 170. So the tragedy of that did not occur during Trump's. As a matter of fact, if you recall in the Afghanistan debacle of Biden, during Trump's 18 months of negotiations with the Taliban, not one soldier was lost, not one life. He had that totally controlled. The details of that are quite interesting. So his actions and the results for the country speak one thing, and his outward manifestations are part of a kind of public persona that's intractable, that will never change. But you have to look to what happened to the country under Trump versus what happened to the country under Biden. And as you know, all the border states are just beside themselves with calamity and tragedy, particularly all the ranchers whose homes have been ransacked and destroyed all along the border. That did not happen with Trump. We had the safest border we've had in a few presidential administrations. So that aspect of the lie is an interesting contrast, because it was totally distorted by the mainstream media when it came to Trump. Now, Dan, I don't know if you'd like me to talk a little further about the psychology of Trump that plays into this. There may be something on your mind.
Well, Dr. Roth, I'll tell you what, I would like to talk about that. We have to get to a break right now. So if you would do me a favor and hang on right there, we will rejoin this conversation.
Or see the talk station.
.842 on this Wednesday morning. Week is flying by. Dan Carroll in for Brian Thomas, and we continue our conversation with Dr. Sheldon Roth, a man who has a great insight to the mind of Donald Trump. And Dr. Roth, I loved it the first time I asked you about, people like to discount books like this because they say, oh, well, you didn't really examine Trump. You don't know him all that well. And your response to that was great, because you said, had you examined Donald Trump, had he been a patient of yours, then you would not have been able to write the book. And I think I think that's a great explanation of why you did write the book. And it helps me understand how you wrote the book. And I just love that explanation when you told me that. But you touched on a good point about the media treatment of Donald Trump when he was in office. And my way of looking at it, what the media did with almost every action that he took was to describe that action or that behavior not only as reprehensible, but bordering on unconstitutional and possibly illegal. And they did that simply because it didn't fit in with their standard. It didn't fit in with their definition or their narrative of what should be acceptable from a president of the United States.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and they did that to a fault, to a great fault. But in understanding President Trump, in my book, Psychologically Sound, what I tried to do, as I emphasized last time, was to present Trump from the point of view of the important aspects of everyone's life. What does love mean to him? What does work mean to him? and more about his inner life as well as his outer manifestation. There's an essential thing one has to understand about Trump. Most, the media, of course, kind of ridiculed him, said he was an ignorant, uneducated person who didn't read. Quite contrary to that, Trump read a great deal. As a matter of fact, one year, the New York Times awarded him the award for the best letter to the editor of the year. And it was a letter he wrote to the New York Magazine about literature and about his reading. And at that time, this was when Trump was purely in business and not in politics, he discussed all the various authors he read. But one person that might surprise you and your listeners is his admiration of Dr. Carl Jung, who was a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, a compatriot of Freud's. And the key concept, which was illuminating for Trump, was Jung's concept of the persona, the mask. In ancient Greek times, when the actors were on stage, they wore a mask to distinguish them from the person playing the role, so that the audience would know there was an actor, but there was a persona, a mask, the character. And Trump is like that. He recognized that he has an external persona, a public face, which he uses for business, which he uses for publicity, very different from his inner soul, his private self. Because Trump, at the end of the day, when he was at a Trump organization, he would go out to some Korean store around the corner, get a bag of chips, go upstairs, be alone, and read. And Trump only sleeps 4 or at most 5 hours a night. He would get up 3 hours in the morning, read 4 or 5 newspapers plus additional reading, and he was alone the whole time. Part of that was mirrored in his White House behavior. People were astounded that he would disappear at 6 or 7 p.m. and he would be alone in his bedroom. He was repeating what he had done for 50 years in business. He always needs his alone time. And I, my book, Psychologically Sound, discuss how this need for the private self played into his three marriages, and how that difficulty arose with his first marriage, his second marriage. But Melania gives him that space and allows him the time to reflect. And when one sees what the media does, they focus entirely on the persona. They know nothing about that private life because he keeps it very, very secure. All of his interactions with his wives were always around prenuptial agreements in which they were required never to reveal personal details. And when you think about it, while he was in office, how much did you see his brother Robert quoted or his two sisters? Virtually never. There was only one thing that his sister, who was a judge, Judge Barry — there are some really powerful women in Trump's life. I'd love to talk about that at another time. Both his mother, his grandmother, and his great-grandmother were fantastic women, very powerful, who mastered great calamity in their lives, and has a lot to do with why the Trump organization, 40% of it, of the executives are women.
Yeah.
But this need for the private life played into the marriages, in which I discuss in my book. So the media focuses on that persona. There was a time, of course, when that persona was loved in New York. People used to walk up to Trump and touch his coat for a piece of luck. The publisher of the Daily News, which is a kind of workers' newspaper in New York, was once asked, "Why the heck, every single day you've got some article, you've got some news about Donald Trump? All your readers, they're workers. They're the workforce. What do they care about a billionaire?" And the publisher said, "Do you know, most of those workers read the daily news to read about Donald Trump. They love him.
Yeah, they love him. And that's the thing that you constantly hear his family talk about is how he has that common touch that that it's so elusive to so many others. You know, Doctor, I really believe that Trump derangement syndrome is real. I think it continues on with this January 6th committee, and especially considering the testimony that we had yesterday. In about 30 seconds, do you think that this story about Trump lunging for the steering wheel of the car to try and get a Secret Service driver to drive back to the Capitol instead of the White House, does that comport in any way with the Donald Trump or the mind of Donald Trump that you know so well?
No, it does not. It does not. And you know, of course, that the two Secret Service people have denied that that
right.
has ever happened, and Onato denies ever having this conversation with Cassidy Hutchinson. So there is no, this whole thing is a Stalinist show trial. There's no, I sometimes wish they would indict Trump so that the facts and the other side of the evidence could come out, and the whole sham and degrading aspect of this committee could be shown to the public, because this is a hearsay witness. In court, she would never, her testimony would never be allowed. They don't allow hearsay. She is not a witness. She did not see those things. She says she heard them. And one of the people says, I never had this conversation with her.
Yeah.
So that's my 30-second response.
Well, and Doctor, I appreciate that. And with that, we'll have to leave it right there, as we are up against the clock. Thank you again. Thank you again for your time. It's always great talking to you, and I'm going to keep after you, and we will talk again down the road. But Dr. Sheldon Roth, thank you once again for your time today. Great talking to you, and keep up the great work.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.